Gracias.
Thank you very much, sir. Colombia welcomes the presentation, the statements delivered by the Special Rapporteur on the Right to Development and the Chair of the Expert Mechanism on the Right to Development, Isabel Durón. A great number of states here present have focused on the need to have increased resources to implement the Right to Development, not only for the Expert Mechanism for and the importance of it, and Colombia supports the initiatives that the working group has presented in order to glean the necessary resources so that the work can be done appropriately, both here and in New York. Resources to fund the Right to Development. Well, this is one of the points that the Special Rapporteur has focused on and that the Chair has focused on, and resources can be attained when we start with tributary justice. There are huge imbalances today. There are tax havens and huge quantities of resources are being taken away from states which would finance the Right to Development in their countries and at the international level. So we believe that there needs to be focus on this point as being one of the areas that the mandates could focus on and could continue to develop in particular. How can tax justice at the global level contribute to the Right to Development and ensuring it is duly implemented? Over and above that, reform of the international financial system is vital, and that is one of the areas that I'm sure we will see clearly reflected in the outcome statement of the Summit of the Future and in all initiatives of the Secretary General and the new social contract and our shared agenda. Without reform of the international financial institutions, we will be unable to move towards the Right to Development at all. These issues are closely linked, inextricably linked, reform of the international financial system and tax justice at the global level and in all states at national level. And these issues directly affect the fight against corruption as well. How do we ensure the implementation of the Right to Development without properly fighting corruption at a global and national level? In some countries, this is an endemic situation, and I think that the working group might have an important view on this point, and it will be interesting to hear from them on that in the future. Climate change and a just transition, these are also issues that need to be addressed so as to ensure the Right to Development, and Colombia is working on both of those points in an ongoing, clear fashion. We welcome your reference to the rights of future generations. We think this is an important viewpoint because the current development and implementation of the Right to Development cannot hold future generations hostage. Well, the most for current generations, but of course, this ties in with sustainable development that is inclusive for all. Development is not just increased production, it is inclusion of the excluded groups of the population. It's the fight against discrimination, as you also mentioned, and it ties in fully with respect for all human rights. So this view of the rights of future generations is also important for this working group. We hope that in the Summit of the Future, your inputs will be reflected in the outcome declaration. Other UN bodies, such as the ILO, are working to provide additional inputs to that. And the aspects that I've mentioned, I'm sure, will be part of the input from states as well, given labour and current labour conditions. This is also vital for development because labour is transforming with new and being transformed with new technologies. Development cannot be achieved without the inclusion of new technologies and without proper oversight and supervision of these new technologies so that they do not negatively impact or harm the workers or the rights of workers. As AI, we do need to be cautious, of course. Now, on some of the issues that you've mentioned, given meetings of the work of the working group and expert, the expert mechanism, you can count on Colombia's support for any initiative that you may present to ensure that the necessary resources be allocated. In other working groups, such as the Working Group on Business and Human Rights, Colombia and other countries urged the chairperson rapporteur of that group to present a technical decision point to obtain additional resources which would finance the work and would facilitate the work of that important negotiation process. So we believe that if you have that option, then it is important for all states to support the states that support your mandates to support you at particular points with the initiatives that you may take to ensure the important work that you're doing. Last but not least, I just wanted to add that Colombia will continue to contribute to ensure that all countries can take the necessary measures in collaboration with the international community, with multilateral cooperation, to ensure that the right to development will ultimately become a reality, as it has been so forgotten in these multilateral negotiating spaces thus far. Thank you.